Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome, 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 everyone within the sound of my voice. Remember when I used to say things like that? Anyway, great to have you with us on our program. And once again, Canada's wildfires become our problem as well. The Mass Department of Environmental Protection has issued an air quality alert for Western Mass. Experts advise checking air quality alerts regularly at airnow.org, and that is a service of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. The website allows people to track current and forecasted air quality by entering your zip code. That's simple. So the air quality is expected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups. That means exposure to poor air quality can lead to breathing problems. And this is especially for young children, older adults, pregnant women, and people with pre-existing conditions. Well, here on Pioneer Valley Radio, it's never too soon for a Springfield 4th of July traffic advisory. Now, Tuesday, July 4, the Springfield Police Department will be detouring traffic in and around the area of the Memorial Bridge and Riverfront Park, where the festivities, of course, will be held. Now, Monday, July 3rd at 11 p.m., the Memorial Bridge will close to all traffic, vehicular and pedestrian, to allow for the setup of the Star-Spangled Springfield Fireworks display. The bridge will open around 11 p.m. Tuesday, July 4. On Tuesday, July 4, as it gets close to the 9:30 p.m. mark, fireworks display, and it is warranted for pedestrian traffic, the Springfield Police Department will close roads in the vicinity of the Memorial Bridge. Massachusetts State Police will close Exit 5, that used to be Exit 7, on I-91 South as needed. Pedestrians will be restricted from sitting on I-91 exit ramps. For public safety, the Springfield Police Department will enforce no pets, alcohol, smoking, bicycles, skateboards, rollerblades, fireworks, sparklers, and drones in and around Riverfront Park. I hope everybody has a great time on the 4th. 10 American International College students cast will appear in a Season 9 episode of the TV series The College Tour. The production is streaming right now on AIC's website, and it will begin to stream on Amazon Prime October 9, 2023. Now, in the program, AIC learners, ranging from first-year undergrads to graduate students, come together to share their personal stories as members of the AIC community, encompassing academics, athletics, campus life, student organizations, and the sense of belonging that AIC cultivates. The host and executive producer of the TV series is Mass native Alex Boylan, who at 23 won the CBS series The Amazing Race and spent the last 20 years as an award-winning on-screen personality and producer. Boylan won an Emmy as a producer of The Steve Harvey Show and was named one of EdTech Magazine's top 30 IT higher education influencers to follow in 2022. Already sharing the production with current and prospective students, he's begun planning an event to showcase the episode to the entire campus community. Dakin Humane Society will be reducing adoption fees for all animals by 50% on Saturday, July 1, from 12:30 to 3 p.m. at its Springfield location, that's 171 Union. Dakin anticipates a big turnout, so adopters should plan on spending at least 1 to 2 hours at the event. It's always a good time to adopt a doggy or a kitty, but half off? Wow, the shelter is holding this special adoption event in response to increasing animal population numbers for this season. Now, if you're interested in adopting a specific pet currently listed on the website, you're advised to adopt that pet prior to Saturday, as there are no holds or guarantees of an animal's availability once the event gets underway. Adoption fees at Dakin include a variety of services and treatments, including a veterinary exam, spay-neuter surgery, age-appropriate vaccinations, microchip and registration, deworming treatment, a rabies vaccine if the pet is over 12 weeks of age, a behavior evaluation, access to behavior support, a free post-adoption veterinary exam, at participating clinics, and a food starter pack. Now, the average pre-adoption cost of care for each adoptable animal that comes to Dakin is about $705, so this is a wonderful opportunity for you to bring a doggy or a kitty or another creature into your home. Outdoor movies are back for the summer in Springfield, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But first, Mark Auerbach joins us with his Arts Beat report. And Mark also went to the theater to see To Kill a Mockingbird at the Bushnell. Here's what he thought.
The cavernous stage of the Bushnell was designed to host large-scale musicals like Wicked and Phantom of the Opera. So when a play comes to the Bushnell, it's often dwarfed by the theater's expansive grandeur. To Kill a Mockingbird, Aaron Sorkin's adaptation of Harper Lee's classic, thoughtfully directed by Bartlett Sher, with music by The Light in the Piazza's Adam Gettle, is a powerhouse of a play and a rich theatrical experience. It fills the stage thanks to a marvelous set by Miriam Leather, which can accommodate the large cast in a variety of scenes, set in 1934 Macomb, Alabama. Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird was published in book form in 1960 and won a Pulitzer Prize, instantly becoming a classic of contemporary American literature. Gregory Peck starred in the 1962 film adaptation, and Aaron Sorkin adapted the book as a Broadway play, which opened to rave reviews on Broadway in 2018, where it was nominated for 9 Tony Awards. Sorkin's adaptation primarily tells the story through the eyes of 3 kids, Scout Finch, Jem Finch, and Gil Harris, all played perfectly by adult actors Melanie Moore, Justin Mark, and Stephen Lee Johnson. Richard Thomas heads the large cast as Atticus Finch, and Mary Badham, who played Scout in the film, is in the cast playing an older character. Joey Collins, who has scored some great roles at Berkshire Theater Group, is also in the cast. I found Adam Gettle's incidental music to be evocative on so many levels. An American classic easily goes from page to stage, and To Kill a Mockingbird is a powerful evening of theater. It runs through Sunday at the Bushnell. For tickets, bushnell.org, and on to the Arts Beat. Summer Stock, an adaptation of the Judy Garland Gene Kelly movie musical classic with Garland's signature song Get Happy, has been turned into a stage musical, which has its world premiere at Goodspeed July 7th through August 27th. Summer Stock features a book by Emmy and Golden Globe Award-winning writer and producer Cherry Steinkiller. It is adapted from the 1950 MGM Warner Brothers film Summer Stock by George Wells and Cy Bromberg. Danielle Wade and Corbin Blue star, and Donna Fior directs and choreographs. For details, goodspeed.org. Bandstand, the recent Broadway musical about a group of World War II servicemen readjusting to civilian post-war life, closes Playhouse on Park season July 12th through August 20th. Sean Harris directs and Darlene Zoller choreographs. Richard Oberacker provides the music with book and lyrics by Oberacker and Robert Taylor. For details, playhouseonpark.org. Ryan Stokes Mitchell, the Tony Award-winning musical theater actor, will headline the Mahaley Performing Arts Center annual gala on July 15th. He received Tony, Drama Desk, and Outer Critics Circle Awards for his star turn in Kiss Me, Kate. He also gave Tony-nominated performances in Man of La Mancha, August Wilson's King Headley II, and Ragtime. For details, mahaley.org. And the historic North Hall Arts Festival returns to Huntington, Massachusetts, with a series of 7 free concerts on Sundays this season. The Time Stretchers perform classic rock, country, and swing July 16th, followed by La Voce de Tres with jazz and Latin American music July 30th. Duo Mondo performs Songs of Freedom from Cuban performers August 13th. The Last Romance, Joe DiPietro's romantic comedy, will have a stage reading August 20th. Fresh Homes, Mitch Giannina's suspense thriller, gets a stage reading with Kenneth Tiger September 10th. And local bluegrass group Old Country Road performs September 17th, and the season concludes with an opera performance September 24th. For details, NorthHallHuntington.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Executive Director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management, Pat Sullivan, are announcing the return of Movies in the Park, the city's public movie nights being held in Springfield's parks this summer. The movie series gets underway Monday, July 10, and it ends on Friday, July 28, with all showings at 8:15 p.m., and there will be no rain dates. So on Monday, July 10th, at the Marshall Roy Park, you can see Minions, The Rise of Gru. Now, this is a request from the overseeing body of the Bridge of Flowers in Shelburne Falls. And this I direct to those who might be considering spreading the ashes of a loved one, either human or pet. There's an ongoing problem at the Bridge of Flowers, and that's damage done to plants by human and pet ashes. And while it might be a beautiful location for a loved one, the ashes are actually killing the plants. Ashes are very alkaline and contain salts, which kill the leaves first and then the roots. So they ask that you please pass this info along for others who might need to know. Ashes do not belong in a garden. Thank you very much for being with us on our program, and our good thanks to our Artsbeat reporter Mark Auerbach as well. I encourage you to continue to listen to all the programs in this series, Brad Shepherd Today, on Pioneer Valley Radio. I am he, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.